Yep, folks, I think we got the vibe recording the line this time. We've been having trouble. We're doing this what's known as the old way. Watch this. Roscoe, you there this time? Hello? Roscoe, you there this time? Okay. This is what's known as the old way of doing it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we gotta talk loud because it's the old way.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what's going on? Totally falling off the drum riser?
Yeah.
Yikes. Did you get hurt?
Not bad. He loves to whine and complain, so now he's got this thing to... He fell on his head last year, he slipped on the ice, and so he had a big scab on his head to play with for a month and a half.
Great. Oh, now you're coming in good. Whatever you're doing, that's perfect.
Okay.
Okay, what's the vibe? Is that just Wonderly falling off the drum riser?
The vibe, actually, I'm going to put you on with the one Louis B. Whitney.
Lou Whitney?
The vibe.
Okay.
Here you go.
See ya.
Merry Christmas to all the...
Merry Christmas, Roscoe.
Merry Christmas, Scott.
Listen, man. Hey, Al.
Lou Whitney.
What's happening?
You know, Sonny Bono's in town.
Is that real? I'll give you my regards.
Yep, I will. We're gonna kidnap him and make him tell us stories about Don and Dewey.
Yeah, really. He was there.
He was. He produced them.
Yeah, I know. He made some great records. Overlooked guy, you know. Even his son, you know. Even though he's more famous.
Well, he's certainly more talented and better looking than Cher.
Hey, absolutely. And he even though he came from Scotland, you know, I don't think anybody will hold that against him.
Is that true?
Where's the band from?
Who?
Well, the one you know that Sonny's the lead singer in.
Oh, so I get it.
It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon here, Alan.
4:30 here. So what's
three,
the...
That means it's 3:30 here, then.
So what's the vibe?
Hey, we're like, me and Sco, we're going into the Queen City Diner. You know, it's like 3:30 in the afternoon. They close at 6. It's Christmas Eve. There's one other person in there. My girlfriend is kind of waiting on me now. She's kind of mad because me and Sco are going to hang out for Christmas and be going down to her place. It's,
You guys preparing for the big tour?
We are rocking. We're working on it right now. That's a couple of reasons we have got a lot of time to ourselves. Think about it, you know.
Think about it.
The idea, you know. So that, we can get out there, you know, and just really do it. But not only just do it, Alan, doing it right is really important to us, too. You know, we want to know all the right chords when we go, you know, so we're willing to put a couple hours into it.
At least.
So what are you guys doing?
This is Santa Hounds, Xmas Extravaganza. Right now I'm attempting to cue up Can't Eat and the Chipmunks.
All right. Well, have I been on the air all this time?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
this is the Vibe Report.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. The Vibe's in a pretty... Like, there's 4 or 5 years, you know, I've been on it to go, you know, that I'll be on a Christmas Eve, and it's like right about the time the sun goes down, I have gotten for... 15, 20 minutes at a time, this feeling of kind of like where you want to give a wino a dollar. You know what I'm talking about?
50 cents maybe.
I think we might get that feeling today. And I'd like to extend, on behalf of Roscoe, on Vibe Meister, and all of Roscoe's gang, the most wonderful holiday wishes for all the listeners out there in Radio Land, you know, that dig the Hound Show on the weekend. You know, and best wishes for the new year.
Well, thank you, Lou.
And, hold on. See you later, man.
Okay. Yikes. What is that sound we love? There it is. Wow, the old method, that's kind of primitive. Like a little feedback. I think those guys sounded like they were just waking up.